The Last Meal. The obituary of Ravi Ramanan, a dear friend and fellow devotee, appeared in our September-October 2010 issue. Ravi's dedicated life continues to be a source of inspiration to many devotees here in the USA, India, and elsewhere. Recently, his wife Ranjani told us the following incident about the last meal Ravi ate before his passing. On Tuesday morning, the 10th of August 2010, Ravi entered the hospital for the last time. The previous evening, in Raleigh, North Carolina, Ravi ate his last meal, and that meal was prepared in the kitchen of Sri Ramanashramam, India. How was it possible for him, living in America, to have Sri Ramanashramam's prasad prepared and served for his last meal? It happened like this. The day before, on Monday, Ravi received a letter from Chennai from his uncle Sri V. Ganesan. In the letter, there were a number of Bhagavan's Tamil verses that his uncle wanted him to read and meditate upon. Ranjani's mother read out these Tamil verses to Ravi, who listened to them with full attention. While this was happening, Ranjani recalled a visit that Ganesan had made to them in North Carolina 3 months earlier. Ganesan gave Ranjani a bag of ready-mixed upma, a dish made with a cream of rice, spice, and some vegetable. Whenever Ganesan travels to the USA from Thiruvannamalai, he has this preparation made for him in Sri Ramanashramam's kitchen. He finds it convenient, as he simply has to add boiling water to the mix and stir it. He gave Ranjani a small bag of this upma mix during his visit, which she promptly stored in the freezer and forgot. This letter from Ganesan reminded her of the frozen upma mix, and she brought it out and began to prepare it for Ravi's evening meal. Ravi was at this time having continuous hiccup, which made swallowing any food item difficult. Ranjani made the upma preparation with additional water so it would be thinner and easier for Ravi to swallow. Surprisingly, Ravi had little difficulty eating it, and his plate was quickly emptied. He asked for more and effortlessly finished the whole pot of upma with apparent relish. Early the next morning, Tuesday, Ravi developed a fever and, after consulting his doctor, had to be taken to the hospital. That morning, he did not even partake of tea or biscuits as usual. He was able to walk himself into the hospital and lay himself on the bed. Soon, he lost outward consciousness and remained in that state till his passing on Saturday at 2:46 p.m., 14th of August 2010. Hence, through a series of unrelated events, the holy prasadam from the kitchen of Sri Ramanashramam was given as the last meal to our friend Ravi, who had dedicated his life, directed his aspirations, and surrendered his heart and soul to his God and Guru, Sri Ramana Bhagavan. Ravi was moved to the hospice building on Thursday, 12th of August 2010. In this facility, there is a prayer room in which several religious books were found in a basket. Ranjani's mother was looking through the books, which were mostly Christian, but was happy to find one book clearly left there for Hindu visitors. It was the Bhagavad Gita, rendered into English by Stephen Mitchell, a famous translator and author of numerous books of ancient wisdom. Later, when Ranjani's brother Sridhar arrived at the hospice, he also saw that Bhagavad Gita, picked it up and opened it. It opened on the dedication page on which was printed, "In honor of Sri Ramana Maharshi." On seeing this, they all felt that Bhagavan was already present there and had preceded their arrival at the hospice. The many ways Bhagavan Ramana demonstrated his presence to Ravi and all those who gathered around him during his final illness may not be fully known. Yet, what we do know is truly remarkable. All that is required of you is to give up the thought that you are this body and to give up all thoughts of external things or the not-self. As often as the mind goes out towards outward objects, prevent it and fix it in the self or I. That is all the effort required on your part. Day by day with Bhagavan.